Flanagan Smith. I'm not gonna hire him. I'm tossing this resume. Fucking, I've never trusted a Flanagan.
Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello and welcome to March Bradness. I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah. And this is the world's only March Madness style Brad Pitt themed podcast where we pit every one of Brad Pitt's movies against one another in a quest to find the ultimate Brad. This is not a spoiler free podcast. We talk about all of the movie, the whole bit, starting credits to ending credits. And if that bums you out, then take a knee, take a second, watch the movies, then come back. If that doesn't bum you out, because these movies came out a million years ago, keep on listening, because it's going to be a good time. So we're watching some movies this week.
We watched The Devil's Own and...
Babel. So Babel came out in 2000 and something. It seems like a Crash.
I'm gonna say 2002. It's very similar to Crash. We were so into the whole interconnected storyline thing at this time.
2006.
Wow.
Yeah, I was gonna say 2007.
All right. I would like to think we were further along then, but I guess not.
No. This was nominated for a bunch of Oscars.
Oh my God.
It was nominated for Best Director, Best Picture.
Oh my God.
It won Best Score. Rinko Kikuchi was nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
This is like one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. Well, no, I can't even say that because we had to watch fucking Killing Them Softly and The Counselor. Sorry, Killing Them Softly was fine. We had to watch The Counselor very recently, so I can't say. But like, honestly,
it's bad.
It's literally like the whole movie. I was like, show, don't tell. It'll be like, this is how the dialogue went in that movie. It would be like, I am so sad because mom died last week in a car accident.
She paid attention to me. You never listen to me. You're too busy with work. And then the dad is like,
I'm doing my best, but I'm having trouble processing too. That's why I've been at work so late drinking, because I'm upset about the way that your mom died in a car accident last week.
Stuff like that. It's like not super chill.
Show, don't tell. Oh my God, it's just like bad fucking writing. Like, nobody in this movie acts the way people act. Like, I don't think the director's ever met a girl before.
No.
And not in the way that, like,
that
you know.
That usually
is? Yeah, not in the way where they're, like, dolls. Like, they're trying to write the women, but the women aren't acting the way that women act.
Yeah.
In a way that's just like, what the fuck?
What's the big idea?
Some weird shit going on, like, with, like, sexuality of, like, children and stuff. Like, just some weird fucking shit.
One of the first scenes involves, like, an 8-year-old, like...
Jerking it. Just going to town.
And it's like, I don't... This isn't necessary.
It's super uncomfortable, and it, like, focuses on his face and stuff, and you're like, I do not.
No, that's not the content kids crave.
Do not. You see the hoo-ha of, like, a 17-year-old girl? Like, all the way. All the way. Just like it
multiple times
it warned for graphic nudity, and we were really hoping it was going to be a donger, but it was not.
Like Brad Pitt's dick.
It was not Brad Pitt's dick. My new punk band, Brad Pitt's dick.
Yes. Playing at a punk locale near you.
Copyright trademark 2017.
No, so I guess we should
talk about the plot.
It's hard to talk about the plot just because of how it's structured.
I think I can do it.
I believe
I'm going to make it really fun and cool. Okay. So two little boys in Morocco are playing with a gun and they accidentally shoot an American tourist who's on a bus. Oh shit. Guess who the tourist is? It's Brad Pitt and his wife, Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett's the one who gets shot.
Yes, she gets shot in the shoulder. It shouldn't be life-threatening, but for some reason it is. Meanwhile, back in the States, Brad's two kids are being taken care of by his nanny. He won't let the nanny go to Mexico for her son's wedding because his wife just got shot, and he's like, I can't deal with this. So she takes the kids to the wedding, and all sorts of stuff that doesn't matter happen. Everything goes wrong for everybody else.
Yeah, everything that could go wrong does go wrong,
meanwhile,
but not in an interesting way.
Exactly. Meanwhile, in Japan, there is a young Japanese girl who's dealing with her mother's suicide. And
she's deaf.
She's deaf, you're right, thank you. She's acting out, and she's showing her hoo-ha to everybody. And her father is, like, trying to deal with that, and it turns out he's the one that sold the gun to the Moroccan the father of the Moroccan kids. But that really doesn't matter. That whole part doesn't really tie in.
Yeah, it's like not a related movie at all, which is really frustrating.
No, I get the connection between Brad and his wife. The real main thing you need to care about for this podcast, at least, because we are focusing on Brad Pitt, is Brad, his wife, Kate Blanchett, and then his two children, which are being taken care of in the States by the nanny, who eventually like takes them to Mexico and then fucks up real
bad. Leaves them in the desert.
Fucks up really bad.
It's not good.
It's, yeah, a trash heap of a movie. We meet Brad, it's like kind of a ways, I think.
Yeah, I would say it's like, I don't know, because it's hard because this movie feels like it's like 7 years long.
Yeah, seven years in Tibet.
7 years in Tibet. I feel like I could have spent 7 years in Tibet and the time it took to watch this movie.
7 years in Morocco.
But, so, we meet Brad through the phone.
In the very beginning.
And the start.
You pointed out that like we're not supposed to know that it's Brad Pitt, which is absurd because
it's Brad Pitt.
It's his voice on the phone. Maybe just because we've seen
every so many Brad Pitt movies that I could like hear his voice in my sleep and wake up.
And be like, Brad. But I feel like even if I didn't know that much about Brad, I would have recognized it. He's got a pretty recognizable voice.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious that they are the parents of... Also, it's you would tie it together because the couple recently had a miscarriage. That's why they went to Morocco. You know, when you
I thought it was SIDS.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was SIDS. They lost a child and decided to go to Morocco about it because, you know...
Even though Cate Blanchett in this movie is, like, the epitome, like, white mom, like, hand sanitizer and stuff. And it's like, why would you take a person who's clearly very into, like... fat-free, like,
literally, zen. They're, like, sitting down at the restaurant, and she's like, do you have anything fat-free? And, like, and everybody's, like, eating with their hands, and it's like, what do you fucking think?
What do you fucking think? And she's like, throw the ice out, and he's like, the Coke is warm, and she's like, throw the ice out, you don't know if it's dirty or not. And it's like, it's not, like, in the middle of, like, the jungle. It's not in the middle of nowhere.
Nope.
I don't really understand why the tourist groups... did indeed go to, like, rural impoverished Morocco.
When they seemed to be very, like, bougie. It was, like, a bougie air-conditioned tour bus.
Yeah.
And everybody was like,
bougie
what?
Europeans.
And then it's this whole drama when Kate gets shot because they're, like, they can't find an ambulance because there's apparently literally one ambulance in all of Morocco. And then they've got, like, all these, like, doctors coming in. But they're, like, it's, like, there's only a veterinarian. They don't have a doctor and, like, it's all like, this shit. It's just, like, why in God's name would you go on vacation to, like...
With your paranoid wife.
But I guess it doesn't matter because it's just a fucking bad movie.
It's not good. It's like racist.
It's super racist.
But the Brad.
The Brad is like...
I'd say he's about like collected maybe 15, 20 minutes of this movie.
Yeah. Not a lot of him. He's got silver hair. He's a silver fox.
He looks good.
Yeah, he's like
very handsome.
What would you say, like mid-50s?
I would say, like, mid-40s.
Mid-40s. Okay.
Because he's in his early 50s now.
Okay, you're right.
And he has two young children in this movie.
You're right.
I would say are, like...
Okay. Mid-40s. Got his gray hair going on. Pretty short. Mm-hmm. Got a little bit of a scruff, a little bit of a beard.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of like a mix between the paternal Brad of World War Z with maybe like a war Brad.
Yeah, he's got some war daddy vibes.
Yeah, I was gonna say war daddy. Yeah. He's like serious, he's kind of gruff, and like, I wish this movie wasn't so poorly written because he's literally like, I've been running from my feelings, but I'm not running anymore, you know? So, like how people talk, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I hate saying this, but like, let me preface this by saying, like, I truly believe Brad is a good actor.
Yeah.
But also, like, in this shitstorm of a movie, if Brad Pitt giving a sort of middle-of-the-road Brad Pitt performance is the best part of your movie, like, you have...
A problem. He was the best part of the movie. It was fun to watch him and his wife. Like, I don't know. I was back and forth on this. I was like, I thought it was very mediocre, like, very middle of the road.
Yeah.
But during the climax of the movie, he's on the phone with his kids and his wife has been shot and she's being like operated on. And they don't know if she's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to his kids back in America, and he's not letting them know. They don't know that anything is wrong. Yeah. And, like, the movie opens with this, but you're on the kids' side of it. Yeah. So it's closing, and you're with Brad, and he's talking to his kids. And, like, he's like, how was school today, you know? And the kid was like, it was good. Like, we did show and tell. We did blah, 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 blah. And while the kid is telling the story, Brad gets, like, choked up, you know? And he has to, like, put the phone, and the kid's like, Dad, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. That was really, yeah, it was really good.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. Dad, guess what? Today they brought Hermit Crabs to class.
Really?
I held him in my hand. It bit me. It really didn't bleed, but... Dad, are you okay?
No, I'm okay. Everything's fine.
Mary Ann walked in with home, but she didn't let her.
And, like, when he was helping Kate Blanchett when she was in the hut, high off her ass on opium...
Which he was helping her pee.
Yeah.
That was really good. That was good,
like,
yeah.
There was some really good... I want to call this Husband Brad.
It was Husband Brad.
You know? Yeah. I feel like we see Husband Brad kind of in By the Sea and stuff too, but like this is a very good example of that. And like
he loved his wife.
He loves his wife. Brad Pitt loves women.
He does.
But like in a legit, like as human people.
Yeah. Kind not way, like, you know? Oh boy, I love women, but like, gee whiz, I love women.
Gee whiz, women sure are fucking great.
Aren't
so
they
strong.
Neat? They're so neat. Me too, Brad. He super like lost me in the first hour and a half, and then he reeled me in. I gotta say,
he got me back at the end when they like gave him something to do. Yeah, than just be like. I'm sad about Sammy too, Kate.
Yeah.
We both could have done more, and yet we neither of us could have done anything. What happened, happened, and we just have to grow from it.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Exactly.
Like, that's what the movie sounds like.
Literally. Like, literally.
So bad.
Anyway, yeah, so I guess we'll put that on the table. We'll
come back to it.
We'll circle back around. Mm-hmm. In the meantime... let's talk about what Brad is doing in his real life.
In his real life.
In his real life.
Start a fight club, Brad reputation.
So, I was getting a lot of Google cards recently about Brad Pitt having a 21-year-old girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I was really stressing, guys. I was thinking, I was like on, you know, like I go through my Google cards in the morning when I'm like in the bathroom. And I'm like sitting, and I'm like flipping through them. I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, what are we going to do with the podcast?
Do we have to cancel the podcast? I had the same fucking thought.
Like,
I kept getting it. I saw the first one and I'm like, Brad wouldn't do that. And I swiped it away. And then the next day I got another one and I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I was just sitting there and I was like, we have to cancel the fucking podcast. And I talked to you about this where it was like, I was like, he wouldn't do that. And then I was like, but he is a white dude.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he wouldn't do that. Dude. And then it's like, I've known a lot of white dudes, and they do tend to do shit like that.
Especially after divorce.
And it was, like, not purportedly, like, she played a young Angelina Jolie
in Maleficent.
Maleficent, literally 21 years old.
Younger than me, and I'm a baby. I'm an infant.
She's too young.
She's too young. Yeah, and it was, stressing me out.
Stressing me out, too.
It was very stressful. And it's, like, it's one of those things, too, because, like, Hollywood, you see it all the fucking time. Like, fucking Jeff Goldblum.
Right.
And his wife
slash... child bride.
Yeah, Mel Gibson and his child bride.
And they do that
David
shit.
David Cross and Andrew like, Hamblin. Like...
I would like to think at this point that... And not to sound like, you know, it's just, like, I would like to think that I have an idea of who he is. And, like, I like that we're doing March Madness. And we've talked about this because I feel like he does have integrity. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's a good father.
Yeah.
I feel like he, you know, was, I don't know. It's hard because it's like, I don't want to, you know, I don't know what happened between him and Angie. But I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, like, I feel like he's got good intentions. You know, gives a lot to charity, seems to really believe in stuff. And seems to have a decent head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
How he's sober now.
Yeah.
And he's doing his sculptures.
Yeah. I feel like what you said about integrity. And I think even just, like, evidenced in the types of roles he plays and stuff like that.
Definitely.
You see that a lot.
Exactly. I feel like he chooses roles that are... He's woke quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hashtag woke.
Hashtag woke.
And... I don't know. I just would like to think that he would keep his nose clean. But I was wigging out over this.
Yeah,
we didn't even talk about this.
Because
I think we were both quietly like, so stressed. Like, Brad.
But she slammed those rumors down. She said, I am not fucking dating Brad Pitt, you fucking animals.
She cried. My Google card this morning was in all caps. It was like, she slams the rumors. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I'm glad we're talking about this, because it is a frequent concern, because it's like, men in Hollywood fuck up all the time.
All the time, constantly.
And I am not about to have a podcast where somebody does something really fucking problematic. Yeah, I would pull the plug. I'd be like, I cannot support Brad Pitt anymore.
We'd have to do an episode being like,
so
some stuff just happened.
I would cry.
I would be so upset. This is a large portion of what is getting me going.
Keeps you up at night.
Keeps me up at night. It's a fun project.
Please, Brad, if you are out there, if you are listening, please continue to behave. I need you to behave. I'm so glad. It's so crazy that we have to say this. Thank you for not dating a 21-year-old.
Thank you for scraping right above that bar. Right at that bare minimum bar.
Good. Well, we dodged a bullet. Anyway, speaking of men with integrity, you know who's the guy that actually doesn't have a lot of integrity?
Brad Pitt's character in The Devil's Own.
Fucking Potato Man. Is that racist? I don't think you can be
racist against the Irish anymore, because they're
Reddit likes to think so.
Well, that's because Reddit is white men.
Reddit is like the potato famine. Excuse me?
My people have suffered. Sam the Squid. He would bring that up. We had a discussion on racism. This is unrelated. We had some discussion about racism in some class I was in with him. And he was like, the Irish were persecuted too. And it's like, yeah, well, they're doing fine now.
They're doing all right. They've bounced back.
If you tell someone, hey, I'm Irish, they're not going to be like, No one's going to look at you and be like, Irishman.
Lock in my doors, that redhead and his...
That redheaded family just moved in down the street. The property will go down.
You're going to steal my gold.
All right. Anyway.
Hopping right in.
Hopping right into that. The Devil's Own, 1997, starring Brad Pitt and Harrison Ford. Takes place during the Irish Troubles, which, if you don't know about that, I'm not qualified to explain it to you.
Go read Wikipedia.
Read the Wikipedia article, which I still haven't done, and I've tried many times, and it's weirdly boring.
Is it weirdly boring? The Irish Troubles Wikipedia page is not a quick and easy read?
No, it's not. I always have a hard time with the Irish Troubles, because, like all conflicts, there's no good guy or bad guy, and I don't know who the good guy or the bad guy is, because over in Europe, sometimes Republican and Democrat is swapped, and it's really confusing.
I know what you mean.
It's like, you know?
I know what you mean.
So if you guys know something about the Irish Troubles and can, explain it to me like I'm six, not like I'm five, I'm a step above that, but I'm six.
Okay. Explain it like I am an infant in the womb, because I couldn't even find Ireland on a map, let's be real.
But anyway, this is all to say Brad Pitt plays a member of the IRA, the Irish Republican Army.
But the Republicans are like rebels in this.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it's confusing.
It's swapped.
You're like, oh, they're like,
swapped.
They want to be separate from Britain.
Well, I guess it's like the old definition of Republican, you know?
You're onto something.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a high up. And he is in a lot of trouble with the law on account of being a domestic terrorist.
Big trouble in Little Ireland. Sorry. I'm going to let you continue.
So he's shipped off to Brooklyn through this sort of refugee-esque program. And the guy running the program is in on the gig. And is like, I put you in the home of a cop because no one's going to look for you in the home of a cop. The cop is the last good cop in the whole world, and he's played by Harrison Ford.
He would play a good cop.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. A cranky but good cop.
Yeah.
And so Brad Pitt is in America, and he is secretly going to do an arms deal with, this Italian gang so that they can get rockets, so they can further terrorize stuff in Ireland and win the right to be not British. And all that goes south. And it ends sad, and Brad Pitt dies, and Harrison Ford gets shot in the shoulder.
Worst possible ending.
Ugh, it's bad. It's no good. But it's an Irish story, not an American one.
That's what Brad tells us anyway.
Yeah, and that's basically it. Brad Pitt's super, super cute in it. He's a real cute.
He's just want so cute. He's a baby again.
Yeah.
Back in time to when Brad was a beautiful baby boy.
Beautiful baby Brad.
Little floppy Irish hair and, like you said, really good sweaters.
Really good sweaters. Really nice, like, those Irish fisherman sweaters with that nice, like, scarf neck kind of deal going on.
He is dressed for success.
Definitely. I was really good pants.
I was really worried about this one because first thing I heard was Brad's gonna do an Irish accent, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like we just got out of Tibet where he did a German accent, and it was horrifying.
It was
like
not good.
It was so bad. I was like, "There's no fucking way." I'm gonna say tentatively because I am not Irish, and it's probably to my dumbass American ears. I All thought it was, like, passable.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think he did a good job.
He did the little lilt a lot. He'd be like, I went down to the thing, eh? You know how they, talk like that? Like, maybe it's a shit job. Maybe they'd... I've never been to Ireland. I don't know.
Gotta go for research.
It's true.
Yeah, I thought this is probably the best Braxcent I've seen.
Hey!
I'm pretty proud of it.
It was good. I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought he pulled off the accent. And, you know, and again, it was Brad. It was like you could still hear him coming through. Like, it would drop. He's a little clumsy. Butterfingers Brad. Always drop an accent.
So we call him Butterlips.
Butterlips. So kissable. And then they just slide all over the place.
Gross. I think he did a good job.
I think he did. Like, I mean, like, it was in that kind of clumsy early Brad way where he's like a little, he's just like a little slip slide and just pretend Brad got coated in butter and he's sliding through this movie. He's like a little floppy.
Skating by on his good looks and charm.
And his charm. It's again where it's like he's just kind of being himself but with an Irish accent.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, they're after me, eh? Like, what am I gonna do?
Don't look for happy endings, Tom. It's not an American story. It's an Irish one.
But like, I agree. I think he did a good job. I liked him.
Yeah, I think he did.
He was scrappy. He was fun. He was charming.
Yeah.
The point of this movie is that he, like, charmed his way into this little docile family.
Yeah.
And they
cat's
all,
heart.
Yeah. And they
betrayed
all.
Them.
He did betray them. I was shocked. I felt like he betrayed me.
Mm-hmm. That's really the truest thing you can get from an actor.
That's true.
That's what he wanted.
That's true.
For the audience to feel betrayed by him.
It's true. I believed him. I wish this movie was easier to follow because I feel like I didn't really get the full plot because I was like, what the fuck is happening? At all times, and then all of a sudden, like, Harrison Ford, you know, there's a lot of, like, double-crossing and betrayal.
Yeah, it's another
secret,
one of those.
Secret identities and stuff.
It's a mob movie.
It's a mob movie, which, as I'm learning, are just tricky. They're tricky. Tricky to...
There's a lot of white dudes with similar haircuts and similar voices doing stuff.
And then they're like, actually, I'm not this guy. I'm pretending to be that guy. Yeah, I'm actually like... this guy. And then I'm like, well, I didn't even know who you were in the first place, so...
I'm not surprised at all!
Yeah, but, like, that aside, I agree. I thought it was, like, it was a fun, charming Brad.
Yeah.
I was charmed by him.
Yeah.
I
would date that Brad.
Well, of course you would. That's not saying anything.
I guess not.
Not to drag you. You are well within your right to date this Brad. He was very cute. I would probably I don't know. I would hold his hand.
Wow. Yeah. That's really big of you.
And I would give it a little squeeze.
Aww. Yeah. It's good. It's good. I didn't mean to say that's really big of you. That's...
Thank you. I'm working on overcoming my lesbianism one step at a time. What else were we talking about?
I don't know. Brad Pitt was cute. I think this pitting is hard. There's really not much to say about The Devil's Own. Because, like, a lot of what is interesting about it is just sort of watching it in today's current, like, political climate in terms of police and, like, looking at Harrison Ford's character through the lens of 2017.
Like, that was wild to see. Yeah. That was really interesting. Like, they're like, one of the policemen, like, shoots somebody, and it was basically in self-defense, but Harrison Ford is fucking pissed. He's like, you did not need to kill that man. And he's like, well, he scared me. And he's like, you did not need to kill him.
Yeah.
And all the other cops were mad at, you know, it was like, everybody shunned this one police officer. Yeah. And it was like,
and there was,
what
like, a scene
happened?
Earlier on where, like, there was, like, a huge, like, foot chase with, like, this young black man, and it, like, this one cop is, like, really proud when they finally catch him, and they're like, what was in your pocket? And it was, like, a pack of Trojans or something. And he was like, I was embarrassed to buy him. And Harrison Ford is like, go. Like, go. It's whatever.
Yeah, and then,
like,
he gets pissed at the cop. He's like, you made us chase him down for that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, now we just fucking shoot.
And now we just murder.
And nobody gets in trouble. Like, it was crazy to see that.
Really, and it was like, I want to live in this one. I want to live in this world.
Where the cops are good and you can, like, call the police without being like,
oh, God, I'm going to get murdered.
Or, like, murder somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God, if I call the police, my boyfriend's going to get murdered.
Yeah, like, is it ethical to, you know?
We should just have every cop be Harrison Ford in this movie.
True. I trust him. He's ethical and he's pretty macho. So I think he could, like, beat some bad guys up.
Yeah, but he wouldn't kill them.
Yeah.
He's like, he would just, he's an ethical man.
Give him a run for their money.
Yeah.
This is a tough, this is tough. And, like, I, you know, watching The Devil's Own, I was like, cool, fine, whatever.
This is a solid Brad.
And then watching Babel, I was like,
this movie
fucking sucks. I was like, fine, root Devil's Own in. I don't give a shit. And then
Brad starts crying.
And then he cried on the phone to his kids. And I was like, holy, like, I almost cried. Granted, I've been crying at everything lately, but, like, I teared up, you know? I was like, oh my God. Like, he does the little choke sob and he's like, has to put the phone down. It was really sad.
Yeah. No, it's hard.
But
he
was fucking boring as shit in the rest of the movie.
I have a hard time with that, though, because, like, I feel like, I guess after Kate Blanchett gets shot, then Brad becomes the most engaging character.
Yeah. It was good when he was helping her pee. I don't take that out of context. like, they had a good connection. Like, they were...
Yeah, and just, like, some of the conversations they had and stuff. Like, I don't know. There was, like, a real warmth and compassion in this Brad that was tangible. I don't know. It was, it was really evident, and I felt very moved by it almost.
Yeah.
But that's too strong of a word for this movie.
You were ruffled? Like, the wind was blowing your hair?
Brought back into paying attention.
Yeah. I mean, like, when he was, like, running around town asking for a doctor and stuff, and when he's like, where is the fucking ambulance? Like, he's talking to the embassy and trying to figure out why it's taking... There's some kind of bureaucratical thing going on. Like, they're calling it an act of terrorism, and so it's... Nobody's helping his wife, and he's freaking out. And, like, I think that you felt it. This is difficult. I don't think we've encountered this particular problem. I feel like the average of Devil's Own was, like, higher. You know what I mean? Like, he did a good baseline job.
Yeah.
There were no highs, but there were no lows.
Yeah.
And then you've got The Devil's Own, which, like, the baseline...
You mean Babel?
Sorry, you've got Babel, where the baseline is, like, pretty low. Like, baseline did nothing for me, but the highs were pretty... They were
really good.
Yeah.
Crying on the phone, Brad, is, like, a very...
Right.
Like, that was a really good...
There was no moment like that for me in The Devil's Own.
Yeah.
But overall, I really enjoyed watching that spunky, scrappy Brad.
Right.
I felt like he was, like, on, you know, he had his energy up the whole time.
Yeah, I think it is hard. It is hard, and it's hard. I find it's getting harder for me to, as we're moving on through this bracket into this real slog.
We're almost out. I think this is the last shitty pitting.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
To, like, divorce the Brad from the film.
It is getting harder. I'm lately a lot more inclined to be like, well, I didn't like that movie, you know?
But that's not the integrity.
I know. I don't think we've made any, like, wrong decisions.
No, I don't think so either. But I stand by them, and I'll go to bat for them.
Yeah.
But this one, I think, in particular is hard because I'm torn. It's hard.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be honest. Like, I was leaning Devil's Own when we started this because I was like, I liked it. You know, I thought he was a fun, spunky Brad, but like, talking about these, like, resonant highs and lows of Babel is making me reconsider.
Yeah. No, definitely. I'm feeling the same way. I'm like,
Because I'm just like, I'm just struggling to think of a moment in The Devil's Own that stood out to me.
Right. I'm trying to think of moments in The Devil's Own and like outside of like.
I think when he was flirting with that girl that he liked, like that was fun, but also.
That
like,
was fun, but I also forgot that happened until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, nothing was
I'm thinking, and I'm trying to be. There's like when he's dying in the boat and he's like,
right.
I told you it's not.
It's an Irish story. But even that, like, seemed a little. It's like kind of canned. We get you know? It. It's kind of cheesy. Like, I think that he was not. Like working as hard. I don't know. Like, again, this is another one.
Who's resting on pretty?
I think it's another one where it's his natural charm is kind of bringing him through and he's not necessarily acting.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I hate Pavel.
It's so shitty.
So bad.
I wanted to usher in another young one because I feel like all these little spunky young grads are getting just knocked out like flies and I love spunky young grad.
Ugh.
But I, after talking about this, I think it is the right choice to push Babel through.
Yeah, I feel like Brad's performance in Babel, like, for those few scenes is
better.
Yeah, it's more memorable.
Yeah.
There's something more memorable, and there's something more, like, human in it, you know?
Yeah.
He's being a person. He's not, like, doping around being an actor.
Right.
There is no heft to anything he did in The Devil's Own.
Yeah. And, like, again, like, that, yeah, the crying scene, it was real. And it was coming from somewhere, too.
Yeah.
And, again, like, he'd had his kids at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you really, I don't know, you felt that.
Yeah, definitely.
Babel talks right over The Devil's Own.
God damn it, Brad.
Ugh, why'd you gotta cry so good, dude?
Why'd you gotta cry? And that's what it was. I was like, I'm out, you know? And then I was like, wait. And it was literally in, like, the last 10 minutes, which never happens.
Yeah, you never, like...
He's toying with my heart, my emotions. He's toying with them. I really... I know, Babel fucking sucks. Babel's, like, the worst movie ever.
This is another one where it's, like, I don't... recommend you watch the movie.
No, don't,
I don't
watch
condone
it.
The movie. I don't think it's good. I really don't think it's worth it, but for the integrity of March Madness, it has to move forward.
Yeah.
And that fucking sucks.
Agreed.
That sucks dick.
Sometimes things, you don't always get what you want in this world. Sometimes the bad guy wins. Like the Irish, I don't know how the word...
This wasn't an American story, it was an Irish one.
Oh! Except it was an American story because the Irish movie lost, but...
No, that's what makes it an Irish story.
You're right.
Irish
tragedy. It's confusing.
Please do watch Devil's Own. It's really fun. It's
it's
a fun time.
So fun. It's so like, spunky. Please watch pretty much all the losers of March. You gotta watch Dark Side of the Sun.
Dark Side of the Sun
We're
so
gonna,
good.
I think we should do like a wrap up like later, you know, and be like the movies you must see.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, please watch Devil's Own. It's really good prime, like grumpy, but before he's like upsettingly grumpy Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Like, before you're like, Harrison Ford doesn't want to act anymore.
Yeah.
He's done.
Let him retire. Put me on your do not call list.
Harrison Ford, do Hollywood. Put me on your do not call list. Oh, it's so real.
Yeah. That is the story there. I hope that you liked it. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on various social medias. We are on Facebook, which is March Bradness, Instagram, which is March.Bradness, and Twitter, which is March Bradness. We have a website, which is MarchBradness.net. You can listen on iTunes. You can listen on Google Play Music, wherever you find your podcasts, except for Spotify, because they require you
and
to
SoundCloud.
Be.
And SoundCloud.
Yeah, and SoundCloud. There's some red tape there. But you know what? It's okay.
Tune in next week. For a mini episode, and tune in the week after that for our next official pitting, which is gonna be
a Spy Game versus
Happy Feet 2. You've been waiting.
Yeah, bitches.
I've been waiting. I'm so excited.
So excited for Brad Pitt to play this fucking krill. Not a penguin, a krill. Like, what is a krill? How is it different from a shrimp? I don't even know. I bet we'll find out.
I bet he will tell us, and it'll be like a fun informational thing,
like,
and then
hey,
he'll go away.
Hey, kids, I'm a krill. A krill is different from a shrimp in this way. See ya.
I feel like it's going to be that. I think Matt Damon plays the other krill.
Oh, thank God.
I think their names are like Will and Bill.
I'm going to die. Are they a gay couple?
I hope so. Oh,
wow.
We'll find out.
Oh, God. Don't miss this. Okay.
All right. Have a great one.
Stay
safe. I love you.
Don't get hit by a car. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Don't be anybody else.
Have a fun, sexy time.
All right.
Bye.